أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Kahf, and in particular at the fifth section of our building, which is the story of Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr. And in the last talk, we stopped at Ayah 64, where they are retracing their footsteps to go back to the place where the fish miraculously enters the sea or the river. Now, before we go there, just a few observations. See, the relationship between Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Yusha bin Nun, or his intern, is one in which Prophet Musa is the master and Yusha bin Nun is the disciple or the intern. And it's Prophet Musa who sets the goals and the parameters for the journey when he says, "I will continue this journey even if it is for lifetimes." Remember, he said, "Oh, I'm the huqba." And huqub being 70 to 80 years, which is a lifetime. And now we will find that Prophet Musa alayhi salam becomes a disciple or the intern to Prophet Khidr alayhi salam. I also mentioned that some of Fassirin suggest that the two seas refer to Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr themselves as representatives of two seas of knowledge. Prophet Musa representing divine knowledge as manifested in divine law, and Prophet Khidr representing divine knowledge in direct and immediate form, the acquisition of which is the goal of the mystical path. And if the ayah of this meeting of two seas is read as a representation of the nature of the soul, then it could refer to the world of the spirit and the world of the bodies, which the human soul representing the junction or the meeting point of the realm of the physical and the spiritual. So now let's look at Ayah 65. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ إِبَادِنَا. Then they found an abd from amongst our ibad. A slave, a servant from amongst our servants. Allah does not mention the name of Prophet Khidr here. He says, أَتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا. It was somebody whom we granted mercy from us and whom we had taught knowledge from ourselves. So a hadith tells us that Prophet Musa alayhi salam finds Prophet Khidr seated on a green carpet upon the water, enshrouded in his robe. Prophet Musa greets him with peace, and he returns the greeting, calling him the prophet of the children of Israel. The Prophet ﷺ has said that for all the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions that he gave to Khidr, Prophet Khidr is reported to have said to Prophet Musa as he watched a sparrow by the water, saying, "My knowledge or your knowledge compared with divine knowledge is nothing but the small amount of water the sparrow takes in its beak." Now let's see what Prophet Musa tells him. He says, "Qala lahu Musa, hal attabi'uka ala an tu'allimani mimma ullimat rushda." Can I follow you? Can I be your intern so you can teach me this knowledge of sound judgment? We see in Ayah 10 of the surah from the Ashabul Kahf when they say, "Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmatan wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashda." Our Rabb, grant us mercy from you. Provide for us a right course in our affair, or sound judgment in our affair. And the immediate answer is, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرِ. Surely you will not be able to have patience with me. It sort of seems like he already knows about Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Divinity has already told him something about him, because the immediate answer is, you will not be able to have patience with what you will see or what you will learn from me. And then he continues to say, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. How can you have patience in that which you have not got a comprehensive knowledge? The Mufassirin tell us that Prophet Musa is just and righteous and knowledgeable with regard to the outward and apparent reality of things, whilst Prophet Khidr has been given knowledge of the unseen, a bit of the knowledge of unseen. Prophet Musa, unlike Prophet Khidr, who is still alive, is bound by time and the limits of the material body. which veils him from knowledge of the unseen realities and spiritual truths that were granted to Prophet Khidr in his agelessness, where his body is free from the ravages of time. But Prophet Musa is adamant. Qala, he says, Satajiduni insha'Allah sabiran wa la a'si laka amra. You will find me patient, insha'Allah. And he adds by saying, I will not disobey you in any matter. Now, he didn't say inshallah here. He said inshallah in the first part. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that we must always add the qualification of inshallah if God wills, acknowledging that all future events depend on Allah. And Prophet Khidr now adds a condition. He says, قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي أَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. First condition for you joining me, if you want to follow me, don't ask me questions about anything, unless I speak to you about it myself. فَانْتَلَقَ. So they went ahead. حَتَّى إِذَا رَقِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا. So until they both boarded a boat or a ship, and خَرَقَهَا, Prophet Khidr tears, in other words, goes down at the bottom of the ship and pulls a plank out. قال, Prophet Musa says, أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها؟ لقد جئت شيئاً إمراً. Did you just tear this up so that you can drown the people on the boat? You've done something grievous. It's not ethical. It's not right. Immediately, Prophet Khidr says, قَالَ أَلَمَ قُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرِي. Did I not say to you that you'll not be able to have patience with me? And Prophet Musa immediately says, قَالَ لَا تُؤَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتْ. Don't tell me off for something that I forgot. وَلَا تُرْحِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِ عُسْرًا. Don't be hard on me. Don't impose on me for something that I find difficult. فَانْتَلَقَ. So they went on. They went ahead. حَتَّى إِذَا أَلْقِيَ غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَهُ. They met a young boy, and Prophet Khidr killed him. It is said by striking him on the head with a stone. قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَقِيَةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. You killed an innocent young boy without him having done anything, murdered anyone, بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. You've done something terrible. Like Nahiyan al-Munkar, Munkar, now nobody would say that there is any justification for this. Now Prophet Khidr repeats his warning to him. He says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. He adds the words لَكَ and emphasis now. Did I not say to you that you will not be able to have patience with me? And Prophet Musa says, قَالَ إِنْ سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا. Okay, if I ask you about anything after this, don't keep me in your company. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُزْرًا. You shall have found an excuse to leave me. فَانْتَلَقَ. So they went on. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَحْلَ قَرْيَةٍ. Until they came to meet some people of a town. اِسْتَطْأَمَا أَحْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا. And they asked these people for food, but the people refused them hospitality. فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَ فَأَكَامَ. And in this town they found a wall which was sort of leaning, about to fall down. So Prophet Khidr alayhi salam put it up straight. And Prophet Musa says, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Had you wanted, you would have got compensation for building this wall, putting it straight for them. Now see, he didn't ask a question here. He promised he wouldn't ask a question. He just made a comment. Prophet Khidr says, قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. This is a parting between you and me. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَعْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. I will now explain to you the hidden meaning, the significance of that which you did not have patience with. Ta'wil may be referred to as interpretation, but it is used to refer to the inner or the historic meaning of Quranic verses and ahadith. Although this ayah marks the parting between Prophet Khidr and Prophet Musa, the ability for Prophet Khidr to share the ta'wil of his actions with Prophet Musa indicates the strength of his soul to be able to accept this encounter with unseen knowledge that was veiled from him up to this point. So let's see the explanation. In ayah 17 he says, أَمَّا السَّفِينَةَ, as for the boat, فَقَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ, it belongs to some poor people, يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, who were working in the river or the seas. They were probably fishermen. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا وَكَانَ وَرَاعَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ قُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. I wanted to cause a flaw in it. Right behind them was a king who was seizing all sound ships. And Prophet Khidr's damage to the ship made it undesirable for the king and ultimately saved it for its owners. So the moral lesson here is that when forced to choose between two harmful things, you choose the least harmful, for damaging the ship resulted in lesser harm to its owners than having it seized from them permanently. And some of us Mufassirin write that Prophet Khidr damaging the ship symbolizes the breaking of the body through spiritual exercise in order to prevent it from being seized by the lower soul, which inclines it to evil. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ, and as for the boy, فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ, both his parents were believers. فَخَشِينَ أَنْ يُرْهِكَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا, and we feared that this boy would force them to be rebellious and disobedient. It could also mean that he would force his rebellion and disobedience on them. فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رَحْمًا. So we intended that their Rabb might give them in his place one better than him, in purity and nearer to having compassion. When we were talking about the boat, he says, I. He said, فَأَرَدْتُ, I desired, I wished. But here, he says, فَأَرَدْنَا, we intended, we desired. Involving divinity in the equation. So Prophet Musa's objection is based on the outward religious law that forbids the killing. Whereas Prophet Khidr's explanation indicates that it was a divine commandment as an act of wisdom, ultimately a mercy on the part of divinity. And this story demonstrates the will of Allah, the will of God, which transcends human understanding. It serves as a source of meditation on the different levels of Allah's will and the relationship between divine will and human justice. And finally, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ, and as for the wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا, and beneath it was buried treasure for them both. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, and their father was a righteous man. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَ كَنْزَهُمَا. So your Rabb desired that they should attain their maturity and be able to take out their treasure. رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ, it's a mercy from your Rabb. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ أَنْ أَمْرِي, and I didn't do anything on my own accord. ذَلِكَ تَعْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا, this is the significance, the explanation of that which you could not have patience. If we read this part of the story as an analogy for the soul, then the repaired wall symbolizes the soul at peace, which can be repaired once the base elements of the soul have been subdued. The treasure buried beneath the wall refers to the ma'rifa, the spiritual knowledge, which is buried within the heart, which can only be accessed once the soul has been rendered at peace and once the intellectual faculties reach their maturity and are free from the temptations of the body and the lower soul. And if we look at this whole episode of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Prophet Khidr alayhi salam in a nutshell, we find in the first incident, the episode is looking at safety from an economic situation in the future. The second is looking at safety from raising a criminal in the future. And the third is looking at the social welfare of some children again in the future. So the lesson from this is everything we see, everything that happens, has an outer reality and an inner reality. And the idea is simply to do our best and then leave it up to Him. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over all my affairs to Him, for He is watchful over those who are His servants or slaves, or those who are connected to Him. May Allah make us of Ahlul Quran and those who trust divinity once we have tried our best. Inshallah, we will continue in the next talk. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.